Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Petition postponed. Luke 1:13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John." If you are anything like me, you are impatient to receive answers to prayer. I once heard a speaker at a pastor's conference share his personal frustration with his prayer petitions. It seemed that every time he prayed for someone to be healed, they would die soon thereafter. One day, a member of the pastor's congregation called and asked him to come and pray for the Lord to take her very ill father home. The elderly man was in a coma, and the doctors had given up any hope for his recovery. The pastor was delighted at the request, since most of those he had prayed to be healed had died. This was what he specialized in. After he prayed for the Lord to take the old saint home to heaven, the man made a miraculous recovery and lived for several more years. Like the three Hebrew men who faced a blazing furnace, they were confident in God, who was able to protect them from the vicious flames. But even if he didn't, they would trust him just the same. Our petitions may be postponed until later in our life, or even into eternity. But thank God for the assurance that he knows what he is doing and we can trust him completely. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.